From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the UN Security Council began informal consultations on a U.S. resolution aimed at convincing more countries to contribute troops and funds for post-war Iraq. In an effort to gain that cooperation, Secretary of State Colin Powell emphasized America's willingness to work with other governments and institutions. He played down what many countries see as American unilateralism. Speaking at George Washington University, a few blocks from the State Department, Powell stressed multilateral themes as he discussed U.S. policy on Iraq, Afghanistan, North Korea, and more. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Secretary Powell told his audience that the concept of preemption in the face of threats, as outlined in President Bush's national security strategy, gets all of the attention. But the national security strategy, Powell said, also emphasizes the importance of multilateral cooperation, whether the issue is the spread of AIDS or rebuilding Iraq in the aftermath of war.
We have a national security strategy that is based on a vision that includes strong partnerships, not unilateralism, but strong partnerships with our traditional allies and our new friends on the world stage.
Powell acknowledged sharp differences with traditional allies over issues such as going to war against Iraq and who should be in charge of post-war reconstruction. But he expressed confidence that old friendships with the countries of Western Europe would survive and that all parties would work together for the common good.
Some authorities suggest that we must move now to a multipolar world. But there need be no poles among nations that share basic values. We have no desire to create such poles either. Indeed, we must work to overcome differences, not to polarize them.
John Lewis Gaddis, a professor of history and political science at Yale University, says that statement by Secretary Powell is aimed at French President Jacques Chirac, who's warned repeatedly and loudly of what he says are the dangers posed by having only one superpower.
His argument, which I think is an effective argument in dealing with the point that Chirac has been making, is that where you have common values, why do you need a multipolar balance of power system if everybody ultimately is trying to get to the same point?
France and Germany have registered objections to the draft resolution on Iraq that the United States has circulated within the Security Council. But they both say that they, like the United States, want to see stability in Iraq. John Lewis Gaddis says there's an obvious link between the theme of Powell's speech and the discussions over the resolution.
It's also a month in which the UN General Assembly is going to be meeting. It's a time at which, for all kinds of reasons, it's become apparent that we need more multilateral cooperation in what we're doing in both, particularly in Iraq, also in Afghanistan.
Ivo Dalder, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution in Washington, says that as the senior U.S. diplomat, it is natural for Powell to emphasize themes of partnership and multilateral cooperation. But Dalder says there is a disconnect between Powell's speech and actual U.S. foreign policy.
This administration, more so than any other, has tried to undermine those institutions, to neglect the partnerships that have been built up over 60 years in ways that, in some sense, rings odd when Colin Powell tends to talk about them.
Dalder says that in recent days, the administration has begun to exhibit more interest in multilateralism.
What we've seen is on the question of going to the UN on Iraq, on the willingness to engage in negotiations with the North Koreans, you do have a sense that perhaps now there is a willingness to work with others to not go it alone in the way we have done so up this point.
The Bush administration's interest in multilateralism will be tested in the days ahead as it decides how much power it's willing to share with other governments and institutions in the pursuit of peace and stability in Iraq, a goal that all parties claim to share. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.